I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Another interesting night. Sellout Sunday it was at Brayhead Arena as Brayhead Clan took on the Belfast Giants, the Elite League champions, and came away with a 5-2 victory. A very entertaining first period saw chances at both sides. Evan Chevrey going the closest for the Giants as he struck the post with a couple of minutes to go in that first period as the Giants tried to carve an opening up. Derek Rail went close with a chance himself as he hit the post early in the second period. Carson Chewback, the Belfast goalie, not knowing too much about it. Then it was a scrap between Tristan Harper and David Phillips as the second period moved on. But Clan opened the scoring on the half hour. Lee Esther stabbing in from close range as the puck bounced around the crease for Clan to go one up on the power play. Tristan Harper added a second a minute later with a finish, sending a shot flying past Chewback. He was set up by Ben Davis. Clan going 2-0 up. Then Matt Keith added a third. He was set up by Stephen Meyer on a breakaway, and the Clan looked home and hosed at 3-0. Never a team to take anything lying down. Mike Compin took the puck, then lifted it over Jones' shoulder. Kyle Jones to pull a goal back for the Giants to make it 3-1 before the end of the second period. Then Stefan Meyer swept in at the back post for Clan's fourth as he was set up by Lee Salters. Clan going 4-1 up around the 46-minute mark. Giants on the power play pulled one back. Interesting manoeuvre from the Giants coach Steve Thornton as he pulled his goalie with 3 minutes to go. Mike Compin forcing the puck over the line. Giants pulling it back to 4-2. Then an empty net goal from Stefan Meyer in the last minute, sealing the game as Brayhead Clan won by 5-2. Get reaction in just a minute. I'm now with Brayhead Clan's Tristan Harper. Tristan, that Man of the Match award tonight. You obviously came back into the team tonight after missing last night. How much motivation was there for you to come out there tonight and really put on a performance?
Well, there's a lot of motivation. I watched the game last night online, and obviously it wasn't the result we were looking for. So we're looking to get a win tonight and just obviously be a part of the team and do as much as I can out there.
How frustrating was it when you said you were watching it online? I mean, how much did you want to be over there with the guys?
Really want to be playing, but like I said before, it's a game ban. You can't really do anything about that, and just kind of got to watch it and suck it up, really.
And what about tonight? Tonight's game, coming in on the back of that result last night. 6-1 defeat is never good, but you come back here tonight, it's a sellout gig as well.
Yeah, it's always good playing in front of a sellout crowd, and especially since the result last night, the guys were eager to get the win. So, yeah, it's just a great way to end the weekend with those 2 points.
Great way to end the year as well.
Absolutely, I mean,
it's been a good 2014.
Yeah, it's been a really, really good 2014. Hopefully 2015 brings nothing but positive to our game, and just go from there.
I want to ask you about what happened between you and David Phillips. Obviously, it led into a bit of a scrap. Can you tell us a bit about the build-up and how that happened?
Well, I just crashed the net, and Ben Davies got a little hit from behind there, so obviously I kind of stuck up for Ben Davies there. Gave Phillips a little push. He pushed me back, and we just kind of went at it toe to toe, and it was a good fight. He's a pretty strong guy, so but yeah, it was good. It's just part of the game, isn't it?
We've seen a more aggressive side to your game this year. Has that surprised yourself, just how much that's come out, more so in recent games, I've noticed?
Yeah, I think like normally I'm a pretty aggressive player. I'm a power forward in general, so and I think the fact that we've got a lot of tough guys in our team, so kind of gives me that something to fall back onto, so I'm not the only one kind of hitting guys and doing that kind of role. So it just feels good. I can kind of play my role more, which is nice.
Now, the team got it with 4-1. Belfast pulled their goalie so early, I thought that was quite an unusual move. Got it back to 4-2. There weren't any nerves, were there?
Not really any nerves. Obviously, there's nerves somewhere there, but not really. In a 4-2 game, it's nothing major. Obviously, I think they were maybe trying out some systems and whatnot, and they were kind of expecting to lose, but it's just good to get the win, really.
Would you have taken 2 points before the weekend?
Yeah.
You'll say you want four. But
yeah, 4 points was the ultimate goal, but 2 points is better than nothing, right?
But the weekend, you can obviously look at it as a positive. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, Belfast is one of the top teams in this league, so it's always good to get those 2 points from a top tier team.
How much has it helped that Sheffield have lost their two games in Nottingham this week, when you look at the league table and how close everybody is right now?
Well, the league's a really tight league this year, and teams have improved great. So Sheffield losing is huge for us, and hopefully they just keep losing their games and we just keep climbing the ladder, you know.
What's been the secret to this team this year? You know, I think that there's a great togetherness among you guys.
Yeah, just guys click on and off the ice, you know. Like, we, like, there's not a, like, if you locked me in a room with all the guys, and there'd be no awkward, it would not be awkward at all. All the guys get on really well. We click on and off the ice. We hang out with each other. It's just, that's probably the secret to our chemistry on ice.
So what's your plans for New Year then? That's the last of the games. You're not back here till next Saturday against your hometown team, Dundee. So what's the plans between now and then?
I don't know. Maybe just practice hard. Maybe have a few beers here and there, but nothing too crazy. We've got a lot of games coming up. So
have a good one, Tristan. Yeah. Thank you.
Getting off as well.
I'm now joined by former Clan D-man now at Belfast Giants, Kevin Phillips. Kevin, welcome back. What's your thoughts
thanks.
On the game there?
I know we didn't bury our chances, and they played a good game tonight. We expected that, bouncing back from last night, and crowd was good, as you can see, and we just, like I say, we didn't bury our chances.
It was a great win for you last night. Obviously, coming here, you knew it was going to be difficult. Did you talk about what we were likely to face tonight?
Yeah, we expected that, for them to bounce back. Like, we obviously didn't have a good game last night, so big crowd in here. We expected them to come out hard, and they did. And we just didn't match it.
Your fans were noisy. Always good to see a good
healthy
travelling away support.
Great atmosphere. Both set of fans was well into the game, and it's always good to play in front of fans like that. So just disappointing for our fans. We didn't put in a bit of performance.
Are you amazed at how tight this league is this year? I mean, Sheffield are top, Bray are second, Belfast not far behind, along with the Panthers.
No, I think everyone can see everyone's beating each other this year, and especially like the top four or five now. I think it's going to go right down to the wire, and no one can expect any easy games this year, and it's going to be like that all year.
I was fascinated by the call the coach made with 3 minutes to go to pull Carson from his goal and really, really go for it. Why did he do that so early?
Well, we're down 3 goals. We're only 3 minutes to go. We need to score at some point, so may as well. Nothing to lose.
That was it. Good stuff, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
With me now is the Clan coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, you must be delighted with the response of the guys tonight after last night's result.
Yeah, obviously, anytime you respond in a positive way, it's good. You know, a resilient bunch. And I had a good feeling going into the game we would respond. I mean, it was a long day yesterday, both on and off the ice, and nobody was happy with the way it ended. And, you know, we wanted to come back and definitely reward our fans. I mean, we had such great support over in Belfast, and we knew we let them down, and we needed to come back and put a good performance in.
So, I mean, that would have given you plenty of food for thought last night after the way things went last night. What did you say to the guys coming into tonight's game?
We kind of had a meeting. The luxury of playing a team back-to-back means you can make some adjustments and see the same team again, you know. And we made 3 or 4 adjustments, I felt, that worked. The guys executed it, you know. We put it on paper, and they executed. They did all the hard work. We changed a few lines up. And I felt we had good jump today. I thought Matt Keith was our best player. And if Keith is going, Mizey's going, and you know, that line's going, and you know, I think he's arguably been our best player the last few games. Decor wise, I thought we were pretty strong. Stiff tonight back there. I thought they played great. Executed. They found a lot of seams that we didn't find yesterday, where we were able to break them down and execute on our transition, which is kind of the bread and butter of our game. So, no, it was good. I thought from a strategic standpoint from us and the way, you know, character wise, the stuff that, you know, the quality they showed tonight is fantastic. So I'm proud of the guys, and it's a big win. It's a big win with everything going on. It's a big win for us, and we stay in the fight.
You talk of character. That's been a big feature of this team this season, how they can come back from results like last night and dig out results like that tonight.
Yeah, obviously you want to find some consistency, but, you know, going to Belfast, obviously the scoreline, I didn't think the scoreline indicated the game, but we certainly didn't do enough to win. We created enough chances, just couldn't score. But, you know, whether you lose 6-1 or 2-1, you still lose at the end of the day, and that's my mentality. You can't do anything about it, and you got to come back fighting the next day, and that's what these guys do. We don't get too high on the wins, and we don't get too low on the losses, and we just try to keep that even keel and don't hit the panic button, all the cliches in the world, but we actually do practice that here, and you know, nothing. Try to kind of roll out where nothing bothers us. We just kind of, good or bad, we roll with it and we fight on, and that's what we did today.
Again, it's another reflection of how tight this league is this year. Sheffield lost their two games to Nottingham earlier in the week. You get a result against Belfast tonight. It's really tight pack up there.
Yeah, everything's tightened up at the top now, and you can be in first or fifth one game, you know, in 1 week. So, yeah, to ride the momentum in first and to go out and celebrate like you won something is crazy in my eyes. You might as well throw that table away and just play two game segments every week, because ultimately it's going to be a dogfight to the end. I've never seen it where five teams are fighting. Yeah, five teams? Five teams are in the hunt right now. And,
four or five, yeah.
You know, they're all quality teams, and hey, it makes for an exciting league, and I think that's what we've been wanting for a long time, is that parity, and I think we got it finally.
When you look back at the weekend as a whole, how would you put it down as?
I guess it just balanced out. You know, one bad night, one good night, and you know, and ultimately, it's nice winning your second game, because you go into a week and you got positives going into your next run. And we got three tough games, 3-3 coming up. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we made some mistakes that cost us in Belfast. I felt like we learned from them and we put them right today. And now it's up to us to take that game and apply it into Fife and into back home again against Dundee and into Edinburgh. You know, that's the secret, is finding that level of play and replicating it.
Yeah, what's your new year plans? Anything up to anything?
I got mom and dad in town. I think I'm shopping all day tomorrow. Apparently, I've been told to get my rest, and we're going to hit the high street with my mom. So that's on their agenda. Yeah, they're here to the 31st. So it's been great having them. They're over in Belfast and checked out St. Andrews, and it's been good. We got a lot of family in town. You know, a lot of family in town for the guys. So it's kind of a special week. So it's even nicer to get a win and move into the week, and guys can enjoy quality time with their loved ones, and we kind of move on in the second half now.
As a foreigner yourself in this country, how important is it to have family over at this time of year? You know, you're far away from home. You don't have the home comforts. You're in a whole other country.
I think it's huge. You know, I think it gives guys emotionally, mentally, it gives them a great boost. It gives them something to get their mind off hockey. It's nice having family come in, whether it's, you know, wives, girlfriends, dates, whatever it is, or a mom and dad or brother and sister. It's always gives you a nice distraction away from the arena. And a lot of times guys can refocus under that, I find, you know, especially at the end, you know, this part of the year. You played a lot of hockey in a short amount of time, so it's nice for these guys to get a little break, and play in front of friends and family is great. It's fun. It gives you a little bit of motivation to go out there and maybe work a bit harder, execute a bit more, and you always want to put a good show on for your family. So it's a special time of year, and it's nice to see so many making the long trek over and getting over here and enjoying, you know, enjoying life in Scotland and watching good hockey.
Now, that's the last game of 2014. You've been here for the entire calendar year now, your first full calendar year here. When you look back on the year, how would you look back on it?
Yeah, it's I don't look back with any negatives. You know, I think we've grown tremendously as a club on and off the ice. I think we're continuing to learn and we're chipping away. I think we all want to be, you know, right there and winning every trophy, but you know, ultimately we got to chip away and buy our time and keep doing the right things, whether it's on or off the ice. And you know, I definitely think we're doing that. You know, I think our off ice staff is incredible. You know, the group we have here, I think they're a credit to the Braid Clan team. I think they're a credit to the Glasgow, you know, a proper Glaswegian team where they, you know, they fight back, they don't give up, and I'm proud to coach them. They're a great group of guys, and you know, ultimately you just want to keep getting better day by day, and going into next year we want to be better than we were at this time this year, and you know, but it's a lot of work and it's a long process, and you got to remember that it's nothing's going to happen overnight, so it's. It's all looking good. It's all looking positive. We just got to keep it going in the right direction.
Finally, what about the fans? A sellout here tonight at the Head Arena?
Yeah, I think it was a sellout in Belfast with our fans last night too. And no, I mean, what do you say? You know, it's the best atmosphere in the league, bar none. You know, and I don't care what anybody says. And I've been around long enough that I can say that you can get 7,000, 8,000 in a 10,000 seat arena when you pack this out. no, you don't get the noise like we get, and the passion, and they're tremendous. I mean, win or lose, they're behind us. You know, they're not fair weather fans. They stick with us, and you know, I think we got a team for them to be proud of. You know, it shows last night we got thumped in Belfast, get home at 5 in the morning, and probably put in arguably one of our best performances this year. One of our best performances in a while, anyways, at home, and that's the kind of group we have. You know, we got some good pushback and a lot of pride in that room, so it's good, and we just want to reward our fan base because they know they're going to be there, you know, next week and the week after, and we want to make sure that we give them something to cheer about.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks, man.
And that wraps up what has been a good night for Brayhead Clan, winning 5-2 against the Belfast Giants. The next time, it's a League and Gardner Cup match, Gardner Conference match rather, with a visit of Dundee Stars to Brayhead Arena, and that's on Saturday, the 3rd of January, 2015. My goodness, a new year, and that's a 7 o'clock face-off. Tickets are available now via Ticketmaster or by calling 0844 499 1700. That's 0844 499 1700, or directly from the Brayhead Arena box office. So that's Dundee Stars coming to Brayhead Arena Saturday, the 3rd of January. Well, that's the interviews. That's thanks to Ryan Finnerty, Tristan Harper and Kevin Phillips, as Brayhead Clan defeated Belfast Giants by 5-2. Happy New Year when it comes. We'll be back soon with another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.